Welcome to the Dr. Rebecca Baxt podcast. I'm Dr. Rebecca Baxt, board-certified dermatologist, and I'm here to discuss with you all issues relating to the skin that you're in. In this podcast, we tackle the topic of the day fast and get you the take-home points you need so you understand the issue and are ready to either fix it or ask the right questions at your next dermatology appointment. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Rebecca Baxt podcast. I'm Dr. Rebecca Baxt, board-certified dermatologist, and today we're going to be talking about rosacea. Rosacea is a very common condition. It is usually of the face, although it can affect the chest. It causes redness, broken capillaries, flushing, blushing, and also pimples, pustules, and sometimes cysts. People can have all of these or just some of these. It's mostly a condition of adults, although I have seen it in older teenagers. It affects both men and women, and while it is much more common in fair-skinned people, I have seen it in every single skin color and type. It can be a minor nuisance or extremely debilitating. It is considered an adult type of acne. The formal name for it is acne rosacea perioral dermatitis. The reason for this is that it often breaks out around the mouth, although some people get it in the eyes and it can break out around the eyes or anywhere on the face. So how do we diagnose rosacea? If the face is often red, flushed, blushed, maybe has little permanent red lines, like little vessels that stay on the skin called broken capillaries or telangiectasias. Maybe you also get pimples on the face, red pimples around the mouth, sometimes cysts. You may have rosacea. There is a large genetic component, so if someone in the immediate family has it, you are more likely to have it as well. Also, rosacea patients often have very sensitive and intolerant skin. They have a history of having a lot of trouble tolerating skincare products. So if you're one of those people who you're always trying things and nothing agrees with you, everything irritates you, it may be a sign of rosacea. The other thing that's common in rosacea are triggers. So rosacea patients often find that they have triggers that make their rosacea worse. Some common triggers are stress, wind, sun, heat, hormonal changes, and foods. Foods are a really big trigger for rosacea breakouts in many patients. It can really be anything, but there are some common foods that are common triggers, such as chocolate, caffeinated beverages, hot foods, spicy foods, dairy, nuts, cheese, and alcohol. Alcohol is very common, particularly red wine. So I often try to have patients keep a food diary and try to see if every time they have a particular food, they break out the next day and they can trace it to something. A lot of people know what their food trigger is, but not everybody has a food trigger. So if you are an older teenager or an adult who gets red very easily and breaks out in pimples or cysts, particularly around the mouth, and has intolerant skin, sometimes noticing that there are particular foods that can cause it. You might have rosacea and not traditional acne. A lot of people get this confused. I see many patients who've been treated for acne for years with no success, and that is because they have had the wrong diagnosis. Sometimes it is difficult to tell, but rosacea is a particular constellation of symptoms and presentation that we've already discussed, and it is not the same as traditional acne, and it is important to differentiate them. So once we've taken a history and done a physical exam, and I've determined that somebody has rosacea, and I tell them, you know what, you have rosacea, usually they say, why? Doctor, why do I have this? And my answer is always, to be honest, I do not know. We do not know what causes rosacea, but we absolutely know how to treat it. And I try not to focus too much on the why, although we know there's a strong genetic component, and focus on how we're going to fix it. So the first thing is to accept that it is not curable, which is unfortunate, but that is the truth at this time. So really, we are trying to get it under control so that people can live their lives. It is very disconcerting to not know how your face is going to look on a particular day, or to know that every time you have to give a presentation, you're going to turn bright red, or to have to worry about what you're going to eat. But basically, we need to get the rosacea condition under control for the patients who are being affected by it so that they can live their normal lives. So in terms of treatment, first I'd like to try to remove as many triggers as possible if there are any. So that is really homework for the patient to try to figure out if they have any triggers and avoid them. Secondly, I'd like to make sure that the patients have a simple and easy skincare program. Usually it's just a mild cleanser or plain water. Cool water, no hot water on the face. No washing the face in the shower, which makes it red, and then the blood vessels dilate, and then the redness gets worse. No scrubbing. Using a mild moisturizer. Using a zinc-based sunblock or powder sunblock if needed. Then we need to try to avoid the breakouts for patients who are breaking out in pimples. And usually we start with a topical program. There are a lot of topical agents that work well for this. Topical antibiotics and other creams. Topical metronidazole is a mainstay. Also topical clindamycin. Also topical ivermectin. Also my favorite, which is azelaic acid. Sulfur products can also work well for certain patients, sulfur lotions or washes. It's really a little bit of trial and error figuring out what works best for each patient. There are certain patients who respond well to topical calcineurin inhibitors such as Elidel or Protopic. That is usually not my first line therapy, but it is a possibility if the other traditional topical things don't work well. If topical is not enough, we commonly give people oral antibiotics for this, usually in the doxycycline family, although there are other antibiotics that could be used as well. And sometimes we do high dose and sometimes we do low dose. It really depends on the patient. Doxycycline has two main common side effects. One is upset stomach and the other is sun sensitivity, although there are other side effects. But it does work incredibly well to help patients with rosacea. And I have some patients who take it all the time on a low dose and other patients who take it just as needed if they have a bad breakout. I also have some patients who get bad cystic rosacea and they come in for periodic cortisone injections into the cysts. That is obviously not a good long-term solution, but it is good in an emergency. And cortisone generally is not good for rosacea, so we don't use cortisone creams or oral cortisone. But a cortisone injection here or there can be very helpful. Then we are left with how to make the redness and the flushing and the blushing and the telangiectasias better so that patients are not so self-conscious and suffering with the flushing and the blushing and the redness. So there are topical vasoconstrictors that work well. They are available by prescription, named Mirvaso and Rofaid. Insurance often doesn't cover it because they sort of consider this cosmetic. Sometimes insurance covers it. I do give these prescriptions out. They do give temporary relief. Some patients are irritated by the cream. Some patients find they get rebound redness after using it. But some patients love them and sometimes they're good for special events. So I definitely give these prescriptions out. Then in order to make the redness and the flushing and the blushing better, we have two types of treatments at our disposal. One is intense pulse light, otherwise known as photofacials, otherwise known as BBL or broadband light. Different machines from different companies are called different things, but they basically all work the same way. And it is multiple wavelengths of light that get shined at the face, and it helps reduce the redness. It works incredibly well for the flushing and the blushing. It does not work as well for the larger blood vessels, but for people who suffer with flushing and blushing, and sometimes, honestly, facial pain, I have patients who are uncomfortable and their face hurts from their rosacea, we have found that this treatment works incredibly well over the years. We do a series of 5 treatments on a monthly basis, and then we do it on some type of routine for the patient, depending on how severe their rosacea is. Some people come twice a year, some people come every 3 months. But it does work incredibly well to reduce flushing and blushing. And then we have a pulse dye laser. We have the V-beam Perfecta, but there are other types of this kind of laser. And that works incredibly well for the big blood vessels. And we use that all the time, every day. I use this laser in my practice. And it does hurt a tiny bit, and it does cause some redness and swelling, particularly for rosacea patients who are already so sensitive. It's not a cure, but it does reduce the redness and the telangiectasias and the broken capillaries significantly. And then we just do it as needed. Depends. If patients are very severe, sometimes I will do 3 or 4 or 5 treatments in a row. I would say on average, most patients, I do 1 or 2 treatments, and that usually suffices. If patients either do not have these things available or they are not affordable, the topical vasoconstrictors by prescription, the intense pulse light, or the pulse dye laser, then I usually recommend just cool water, cold compresses. Sometimes milk mixed with ice water can be very soothing. And also over-the-counter antihistamines can sometimes help take the redness down temporarily. So in summary, rosacea is a complicated condition, really best treated by a board-certified dermatologist. But if you or a family member or a friend have persistent redness, pimples on your face, sensitive skin, you think you had food triggers, it's possible that you have rosacea. So rosacea is commonly triggered in review by foods, weather changes, hormone shifts. It is not curable, but it is very treatable. The topical antibiotics and other creams are mainstays of treatment. Oral antibiotics work as well, and there are numerous lasers and lights that help for the redness. So if you think yourself or someone you know might have rosacea, get yourself, if you can, to a great board-certified dermatologist to help make the diagnosis and get adequate treatment. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Dr. Rebecca Bax podcast. I'm Dr. Rebecca Baxt, board-certified dermatologist. I hope this episode was informative about the skin that you're in and that you enjoyed listening. If you found this podcast useful, please give us a 5-star rating wherever you get your podcasts. It helps others find us so we can help them too. Just a caveat to remember, this is not medical advice, and please see your dermatologist or doctor for questions pertaining to your specific situation. I look forward to talking to you again in the next episode.